Welcome to the DFAST Strategic Cafe. This podcast is designed to give you insights to how DFAST leaders are implementing strategy to achieve overall agency goals. So clear your schedule for the next 15 minutes or so and grab a warm beverage. In this episode, we'll explore ways robotics process automation is helping DFAST modernize the business environment.
Well, hello again and welcome everyone to episode 4 of our Strategic Cafe podcast. We continue to get positive feedback from you, our listeners, so please let us know if there's other areas you're interested in hearing about. Today we have another great topic for you, robotics process automation. Here with me today is Paul Gass, Ellen Severson, and Ken Crocker. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate you having us on here. I think we're excited about sharing a little bit about our agency's strategic robotic process automation efforts. You know, I think a lot of people hear the term robotics and bots and they have a feel about them, but I promise, despite what Ellen may want, it's not going to be the first step towards that future that the Terminator returned from.
Very true, Paul. Okay, well, I'll be back to that later. But first, I wanted to ask Ellen and Ken, since we're recording this on National Take a Walk in the Park Day, do you have a favorite state park or national park story that you can share? And Ellen, let me go to you first.
Oh, I love that question. You know, it brings to mind, years of my parents packing us up every summer and driving 20 plus hours out west. So one of my favorite parks has to be Rocky Mountain National Park. When I was in the fourth grade, we took a five-day backpacking trip there, and it was filled with memories of beautiful trails, tent giggling with my siblings, carrying 40 pounds on my back as a fifth grader, and blisters the size of baseballs, with lots and lots of trail mix. Now that I have my own family, my husband and I have started taking our own girls camping, and we think that this will lead to many, many more years of exciting visits to parks around the U.S.
Well, that sounds fun. And now you can pass on the tradition and have your kids carry the load.
Absolutely. We started the five-year-old on a weight training regimen the other day.
Very good. Okay, Ken, same question to you.
So technically, it's not a national park or even in the United States, but when Kate and I were living in Germany, when we were working for DFAST Europe, behind our house, there were hiking trails that connected different villages to one another through paths and sidewalks the Germans had cut out through the woods. So on one particular hike with our Great Danes, we decided to go down a new path and had walked about 5 miles or so when we came across what looked like to be a large dog park in the middle of the woods. So being the more adventurous one in the relationship, I convinced Kate to go check it out. And sure enough, behind this little white building was a large fenced-in dog training facility. But the coolest thing was that it turned out to be a little family-owned restaurant, which had the best schnitzel in Germany, which is a bold statement because there is a lot of good schnitzel. But from that point on, we ended up becoming two of the regulars. So shout out to Gilbert's and highly recommend if you're ever in the area.
That sounds sehr gut. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. I'm sure our listeners appreciate hearing your favorites. So Ken, let me ask you first. Can you briefly explain what is RPA and how is DFAST identifying process areas to target for possible automation?
Yeah, absolutely. So RPA, which stands for Robotics Process Automation, is a technology that can mimic standardized and routine manual processes with the click of a button. So for instance, RPA can log on to applications, move files and folders, copy and paste data, extract data, send emails, complete forms, the list goes on. Basically, any keystroke or mouse click can be automated. But the key here is that in order for the bot to function properly, the process has to be very well defined and documented. So the more variables or changes within a process, the harder it is to execute that bot routinely and sustain that bot in the long term.
Okay, so it's kind of like an automated macro. So let's say I'm an employee within Cleveland Military Pay. How do I go about submitting an idea to use RPA?
So first, I would recommend anyone new to the program visit the Robotics RPA ePortal site and the Connection Hub. It provides excellent information on the robotics program, examples of good RPA candidates, as well as an overview of the submission process. The site also has a simple questionnaire that employees can fill out, which provides them with feedback on if the idea would be a good candidate or not. And then in addition to that, each DFAS site has established an RPA site representative team to work with individual mission areas to help identify, assess, and analyze potential bot candidates. Once a process has been determined to be a bot candidate, the site rep will coordinate with the ESS RPA program office and complete and submit the bot use case.
Okay, got it. So Ellen, how do we know we're hitting the mark with our strategy?
Yeah, so in previous years, our strategic goal was focused solely on deploying a specific number of RPAs. However, we realized that just pushing out more bots to automate more processes, while it would prove beneficial for our agency and our customers, it shouldn't be the only focus. Therefore, we added goals starting in fiscal year 22 through 26 to deliver bots across the enterprise with measurable value to operational processes. Specifically, this year, our goal is to deliver 80% of projected efficiencies as predicted by use cases. And that goal increases by 5% through fiscal year 26, eventually getting us to achieving 95% of efficiencies. Additionally, we've actually added another goal to develop and implement performance metrics for reporting and using with dashboard capabilities. So to bring all that back together, we will know we're hitting the mark on our strategy in a few months when we're able to analyze our performance metrics through those dashboard reporting that we're building out, and we can see how efficient our bots are performing.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So should folks be looking at automations that are big processes, small processes, or given you're trying to achieve a number of bots as well as a predicted efficiency?
So both. It really doesn't have to be a huge automation. Even little ideas have big impacts. There can be huge transformative value beyond cost, like positive impacts on the workforce and people, such as improving morale or upskilling our workforce so that they can support other services for our customers. One little idea within an organization can sometimes be leveraged across all sites once that solution is developed, and that can have a major positive impact on the efficiency gained.
Yeah, great point. So Ellen, I understand we have a lot of interest with bots. So how are we working with external stakeholders to improve value to our customers?
That's a really great question. You know, within operations, we've actually begun using bots developed by other agencies for our business processes and vice versa. We've shared our code with other agencies for their use too. This is a huge partnership for the department as it allows for time and cost savings of my developers and the bot site POCs, yet still provides value to our agency through immediate implementation in our mission areas. Beyond using bots that were developed by others, we've also been working with OSD to utilize their Advana platform for actually running the bots. This platform is called Advana Orchestrator, and by allowing multiple agencies and military services to use the Advana Orchestrator, there is a cost reduction across the department through shared services.
Yeah, we've had a great partnership with Advana on multiple projects, really.
Yeah, absolutely. We have in the data analytics realm, as well as many other areas. So the last thing I think it's really important to share with our listeners is we are constantly collaborating across the DoD network using virtual platforms like DoD 365 and DoD Millbook. We're sharing bot ideas, best business practices, infrastructure, audit-related concerns, list goes on and on. Having that community to partner with has really allowed the department to move forward together. And it will drive us to achieve the new DoD FM strategic goal, which is to simplify and optimize our end-to-end business environment.
Yeah, great point. So Paul, let me go to you. What's next for RPA and how does DFAS use RPA in the future?
So, you know, sir, I don't know that we live in a future without RPA anymore. You know, in my opinion, DFAS has customers that have a need, they have a want for DFAS to provide more consultative and analytical support. You know, they're asking themselves things like, where are we spending most of our money? where are we paying high interest penalties? How do we focus on problem transactions instead of spending so much money on clearing them? You know, how do we get more for our money? More value, more productivity, better results, etc. These are things that RPA can help with. RPA allows us to actually leverage technology to do repetitive tasks that take up all of our time throughout the day. You know, if our workforce has to spend all this time processing and reviewing forms, correcting transactions, writing up journal vouchers, pulling audit support files, sending standard notification emails, things like that, all of it, it's important and imperative work, but it takes up a lot of time, you know? And it makes it more difficult to find time to sit down and really look at the problems our customers have. We don't have time to innovate our business process. We don't have time to be more consultative and be a more analytical partner for our customers to help them with their own problems.
Yeah, great point. So freeing up people's time to provide even better service to the customers.
Exactly, sir. I think RPA is definitely going to sustain into the future because it's going to allow us to add more value to our partners, right? Perhaps as a bit of a spoiler, if you have us back for episodes to come, but the integration of RPA with workflows, with data analytics modeling, with artificial intelligence, or you hear the term machine learning, these all provide tremendous potential. The possibilities really, I think, are endless as we start to do things like partner with Advana. That's the DoD Data Ocean and Business Intelligence Interface. We're partnering to take on more and more of the financial application development and support for the department to get at just what you mentioned, sir, a better service to our customers. You know, as more and more of this world is leaning on digital and data, it's being collected and stored and analyzed by humans or AI. You know, we have the ability to see ourselves with a new perspective that data informs in ways that we haven't enjoyed in the past, right? We can take that and leverage that data and RPA and similar technologies to become so much more efficient than we've ever been, really. And I find that to be exciting. For that matter, I see a world in which we leverage these tools specifically for our customers to do our jobs, or our customers come to us and ask us to build these tools as a service or a product for them. In the end, I think that I see RPA and similar technologies facilitating the DFAST workforce's ability to shift from doing a lot of that manual work, and we can kind of move over to providing that finance and accounting subject matter intelligence and expertise towards solving those longer term, you know, those larger department problems.
Yeah, great point. It sounds like a great way to expand our partnerships.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Thanks again for joining me today. This has been very fun and educational. For anyone interested in learning more about robotics process automation, we'll put the link to the DFAST Robotics Connection Hub on our podcast, so please go check it out. Well, next time, Katie Gamble and Shantae Jones join me in the cafe to talk about digital workplace and technologies. As always, I want to hear from you. Please hit the like button if you enjoyed today's show and leave your feedback in the comment section below. Thanks again for listening, and hope you enjoyed your morning cup of strategy. Until next time, keep smiling, everyone.